Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. From before the 90 days. I'm one of your Uber fans, girl. Oh my God. You are something else. You were so big on the show.
Thank you. I'm little, but I can be big sometimes. Make a fuss, make a noise, whatever.
Yeah. Make a noise. Well, I'm honored that you came on this show. I know you have a very active YouTube, you have a big social media following, but this is kind of one of the first sit-down interviews you've done to tell your story since everything went down on Before the 90 Days. So I'm really honored.
Yeah, and I'm very excited. Thank you so much for inviting me. So yeah, very excited.
I want to catch up a little bit and tell everybody, you know, what you've been up to. You just moved. You had a big move.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, where did you actually... So 2 months ago, Elijah and I, we moved to Argentina, Buenos Aires. It's been like 2 months already, but we still are getting used to everything. And it's like a lot to get accustomed to. And I've never been to South America, always wanted to go. And actually, I don't know, I can't believe I'm here still. Like there are moments when I'm like, what? I'm in Buenos Aires, so far from home.
Okay, so how did you and Elijah decide to move to Buenos Aires? Because, you know, when we saw you and Caleb together on Before the 90 Days, mm-hmm. you know, you guys were in Turkey. You're obviously from Russia, you know, originally. Mm-hmm. How did you settle on Argentina?
It's a very funny story. So Elijah and I, we wanted to move somewhere for a while. We always like wanted to go somewhere. But, you know, our lives were very comfortable in Russia, like good. We had everything. And we were like always later. But then the war with Ukraine started. And of course, we didn't support it at all. My mom is Ukrainian, so I always considered myself as half Ukrainian. I spent there a lot of time when I was a child and like a teenager. So for me, it was very heavy, and seeing how like all the sanctions are put on Russia, and plus the Russian government putting out all the new laws, people just losing freedom of speech. And I'm the person who will never like stay silent, you know. Even if there is like some law, I don't want to be like, I don't want to feel like I have to shut up when I see some big injustice going on. And when I see that a lot of people, because of this situation, are looking up to me, want me to speak up, I just can't lie about it, you know? So long story short, I also got like some threats that my posts will be sent to like investigation committee and stuff.
Wow.
So I was, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. And so I was like, you know, it's better to go. Plus, I work for the United States, and with all the restrictions, I wasn't even be able to get paid, you know, because they blocked... So we just were like, okay, if we don't go now, maybe we will not be able to go anywhere at all. And plus, it just, again, it just seemed dangerous, you know. So at first, the war started, but then we realized that it's too close to Russia, and probably Georgia might have some conflict with Russia too. And then... Elijah just opened the list of the countries that are the easiest to go to for Russians. And Argentina obviously was the first because it starts with A. And I was like, oh, right. Like, I know about Argentina because my best friend went there once and she loved it. And, you know, I speak Spanish and I always wished to go to some Spanish-speaking country. So we just started, like, learning and we found out a lot of very awesome things about Argentina. For example, medical care here is free, and I think it's very important. And we don't need visa. The prices are kind of similar with Russia. So what else? Like there is a free education too. So if we want to study, we can, you know. I think it's very, very amazing. And it's more like an European country and very like... So LGBTQ plus movement is very big here. Plus, it's good for disabled people too. It's like the best country for disability people with disability in South America. And actually, like, it's so funny because I was like, okay, it's the best country in South America for like wheelchair users, but maybe it's not that good anyway. So I came here and I was surprised. It's like much better than in Russia. They have ramps almost everywhere. And I'm talking only about Buenos Aires because I haven't been to other cities. But I mean, I've been to Moscow, and in Moscow, it's very, very inaccessible. But here it's so much better. They have like disabled bathrooms almost everywhere, which is so crazy for me. So yeah, I was like, oh my God, Russia is so behind with this, you know? So yeah, that's the story.
One last question. How is your family doing? Your mother's from Ukraine. I mean, we all are so heartbroken about what is happening there. Is your family safe? Your extended cousins, any of your aunts and uncles? How are people doing? And I'm sure many of you know, look, we know from stories that we Russian soldiers to a lot of Russian citizens are anti this war, you know, but of course, living there, I think we're also very aware that speaking out can cost you your life or your family's life. So how is your family in Ukraine doing?
So my mom is very heartbroken because of this all this situation. She's also like heartbroken that she can't go there to visit my like grandma's grave, my grandpa's grave, and just seeing the videos of shellings just really have an effect on her. So she's trying right now to not watch it so much, but she's in contact with her friends. And actually, she's from the city that is now occupied by Russian army. Yeah, people are like just want everything to end, of course. But for now, they are safe. And my uncle, my aunt, they were able to escape because at first the territory where they lived, it wasn't bombed. Now it was. There was like a big explosion in a mall. But they were able to escape right in the beginning because my cousin, she lives in Italy. So they went there. And now they're just living there, trying to build their life again, which is very stressful too, but they're fine, they're safe, and I'm glad that they could be safe.
Alina, I want to kind of switch gears and talk about Before the 90 Days, because you and Caleb were huge fan favorites coming into the show and once the show started and even afterwards. But, you know, there was controversy with some posts that you put up that had racist comments. And a 90 Day Fiance producer recently for Variety article even mentioned you too, and that their screening process has changed. And we've heard some of this on your own YouTube channel, but I think it's important for people to hear in your own words. Tell us about those posts, how you feel about them then, now, if you knew they were going to come up. And tell us, you know, in your just from you, how you feel about that.
Okay, let's start with like, if I knew they were going to come up. So of course, if I remembered that I had such posts, I would be like, I mean, when they were found, I was shocked. I was like, I can't believe I posted this. Really, it was overwhelming, and that's part of the reason why at first I denied it was mine, because I was just really, really panicking. It's very hard to explain. I knew that it would be like a big problem when I saw that this post resurfaced. But I didn't know it would be like such a big problem. That time, I still did not know 100%, as I know now, that I should like, it's very hard to explain. I knew it was bad, okay, when they were resurfaced. But I didn't know it would be like that bad, you know? Yeah, like I used it as a one post as a quote of the song, and then in another post I translated the event, like the event description that I didn't even create, you know. I just wanted my friends from the US and other countries to see like what kind of absurd reality we live in Russia, that such parties can happen. And I have to say, like, I remember back in that time, back in the time that when I posted it, I remember that this party, it didn't sit right with me. It just seemed very strange and something that would happen only in Russia. But at the same time, I didn't see it as like necessarily racist. I know it's very strange for people in the US to hear that, but
and say that last part again, because you just dropped out and I think that was important. You were saying that in Russia there's you know, it's hard for people maybe in America to understand, because yes, you know, we see the N-word and things like that and we think, oh my God, you know, never use that, never say that, especially as white people. And you were saying in Russia, tell me about it. What is it like there?
In Russia, we do have racism, and we do have a lot of racism, like, trust me. And I started seeing it more after this situation, but it has like a very different angle. Because first, we don't have so many people of color in Russia, and especially like Black people. We have some like darker people from neighboring countries who go to Russia, like a lot of them come to Russia to work, and a lot of people don't like them and say some offensive words. But at the same time, we have like these offensive words for these people. But if someone like a celebrity uses it who is not belonging to this ethnicity group, if someone uses it, they will never like be fired. Some people might say like, okay, and other people, they're giving me like, yeah, fine. So the conversation hasn't really started yet, which also really sucks. Now I understand, but just understanding, how to say, understanding the level of how serious it is for a Russian person, it's difficult. And yes, I've been in the US. I spent there a year, and it was a long time ago. World was a bit different, and plus it's a lot of factors. I don't even know, like, it's very complex, and I know that I shouldn't have posted it, and I just wish that someone from the US who's seen my post, and I, back then I did have a lot of friends on Facebook from my exchange year. And I wish that someone would have told me, you know, someone would just say like, yeah, that's a very strange event, but don't post this word like that, because it will offend a lot of people. And I never want to offend a lot of people, and I mean any people in general, just for the person they are, you know. Because when I faced discrimination for the first time of my life, I was still like in the middle school. I mean, the time that I remember completely, that it was for sure, discrimination. I was still in middle school, and for me, it was mind-blowing that someone, so I can tell like the little story. I wanted to go to a drama, a drama club. Yeah. And I did go there. There was like first class in my school. I loved it. It was so fun. But after this, the teacher, she told my friend that I shouldn't go there because drama club is like a fairy tale. And I, with my condition, bring people back to reality. And she asked my best friend to tell it to my mom. Like, what the hell? And my best friend told my mom, and I found out because I was weirded out why my best friend wants to talk to my mom on the phone. And then I found out about it, and I was really upset. I was crying. I didn't understand like what was my fault. You know, it just not, and I was like, but that's not something I can control, and I didn't do anything to be like that. So like I just couldn't understand. And it was actually kind of like a scandal in school because later like other teachers found out and some of them were shocked. And then this woman, she also like felt that she needed to apologize to me and stuff. Yeah, it was like a big deal. But I really it was the first time I had to encounter something like this, and I just couldn't understand. It really hurt my feelings.
Alina, tell people, for people who might be listening to this podcast for the first time, I mean, obviously the news cycle changes so quickly. We're now on to 90 Day Fiance, season 9, all this stuff. What is your condition? It's a dwarfism, condition, correct? Is that, what is it? What, tell people about that.
Yes, it's a form of dwarfism, so it makes me short and have like short limbs, and also my joints, I'm not sure how to say, but they're like not right, so it makes it difficult for me to walk for a long time. So I also need to use the wheelchair. And yeah, sometimes like this condition is called dystrophic dysplasia, and there are like milder cases, stronger cases. People who have the same condition as me, they might look very different or very similar, so just like very, there's a big variety. So I have it like that, and yeah, that's basically it.
Alina, I know you addressed the situation here today, and you've done so on your YouTube, but how do you feel about those posts today?
Oh, now I feel so I feel very awful about my posts because and I already mentioned it on my YouTube when I saw them and got surprised that I even could post it. I immediately thought about my real friends from the real life. I didn't really think about fans who saw it and got offended from all the continents. And I was like, oh my God, they're gonna see it and they're gonna think that I never respected them, that I was two-faced with them, stop talking to me. Because we don't talk every day, of course, but we keep in touch with everybody. And it just like I just immediately felt very, very guilty and ashamed. And after this situation progressed and I watched like Dr. Honda's videos about the situation, and because a lot of people, they were just texting hateful things, but they wouldn't explain the complexity of it. For example, I wasn't aware at all that what I wore in one of the pictures of one of the posts, when we had the, like a gender bender day in my high school in the US, I wasn't aware that it was partly like a blackface, you know. I thought like, I don't know, I never thought about it that way. And when people, there were like a few comments about it, and when they were texting it, I was like, the hell? What? Blackface? No. Yeah, I drew a beard, but that's not like blackface. So, and then Dr. Honda explained, and I was like, oh my God, okay, I get it now. And I mean, for like a performance or like a photo shoot, like for fun. And I'm like, okay, that's, they shouldn't do worse and worse, because I was finding out more and more things that were wrong about it. But
explain to me, who is it, Dr. Honda?
Dr. Honda is a YouTuber who analyzes some 90 Day Fiancé clips, and also people asked him to analyze my videos.
So Alina, tell everybody who Dr. Honda was, and how did Dr. Honda make you aware that some pictures that you'd posted, obviously there were comments about Asian people, the N-word. Tell people how Dr. Honda made you really realize those things were offensive.
Clips from 90 Day Fiancé, and a lot of people also asked him to analyze my video where I address all my posts, and I watched it, I really loved it, and I made the risk. It was very educating, and I'm very grateful to him because he opened my eyes on some of the issues that nobody could, you know. So many people, they are so fast with some hateful comments, but so few people are actually able to educate and explain. So I'm very, very grateful to him, because I could learn more and we could discuss more and I could reflect more about what led me to do all this, to make all these posts in the first place.
And what do you think that is? I think that's important to tell people. What do you think it is that you posted these things that, you know, were very hateful for a lot of people?
So the first thing is, I'm just grateful that Dr. Honda made me think, why did I decide to post them, you know? And the second thing is that I was just, wanted to be like more provocative, you know, like more as a someone. Okay, so I'm like kind of a person who defies stereotypes, and I don't like in my life, I always felt the urge to kind of do the contrary.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And kind of like show that no, it's not like that. So with my posts, I can kind of see a little bit of that, like, oh, that's so provocative to mention, I don't know, how, like, to be someone's like number 100 something wife, you know. I thought it was so provocative. That was just definitely stepping over the line. And if you don't belong to any minority like a racial minority, you shouldn't really say stuff about it.
Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take, because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, myoptimalbody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shvan has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. All right, today's podcast episode is brought to you by Dame Products. If you have not gone to Dame's website, hello, how about a fabulously colored vibrator shipped to your door discreetly, made with unique care and basically like hand-free vibrators as well. Dame Products has it all right? They're a sponsor of the show. I love them. They sent me every single thing in their product line, and I'm loving it. Their products are super easy to use. They're handcrafted. Their sex oils are all done with the pH balance of your body, so you're not putting chemicals inside your body, on your body, and so much more. Dame Products cares about you. Their average vibrator is about $90. Well worth it. You will have it for years. I can't say enough about Dame Products. They have like great colors too, like a pink, like this great kind of like mahogany color. I'm all about it. So DameProducts.com, go to their website, use the code TSFS for a 15% discount at checkout. DameProducts.com, use my code TSFS to get 15% off at checkout. Horizon Fibroids, it continues to be the entire month of July, Fibroid Awareness Month, which is terrific because 80% of women by the age of 50 will have a fibroid. All right. That's insane. What's even more insane is women from all backgrounds are being told many times by their OBGYN that the only solution to get rid of painful fibroids is a hysterectomy. That's bananas, as more of us are having children in our 40s. You need to see Dr. Will Neem. He is a top fibroid doctor on the East Coast with three locations in Maryland, one in Rockville, Germantown, and Frederick, Maryland. People contact him and come from all over the country for his fibroid advice. Uterine fibroid embolization is the low downtime procedure that he specializes in that can shrink and sometimes even totally remove your fibroids. Find out more. Get a second opinion before you do anything drastic with your fibroids. Horizon Fibroids. .com is the website. They take almost all insurance, but of course, double check, do your own research. HorizonFibroids.com. How do you feel today? You know, people are going to hear this. Some people have written you off. Other people are huge fans of yours. Obviously, you have a huge fan base. What do you say to people who, you know, once they saw that, automatically thought you were racist and just have written you off?
To be completely honest, I'm kind of over this. I learned my lesson. I explained my reasoning. I reflected, and I'm still learning things about the world, about life, just seeing discrimination all around and seeing more racism in our everyday life. And sometimes trying to show people who are like with me in the moment, like, hey, I think that's kind of a racist thing to say, you know, and trying to explain why. But I'm not like a pro. Don't think I'm saying like, whoa, no, I'm no everything. No, of course not. It's an ongoing process. I'm grateful that I got to learn a lot of things. And again, like Dr. Honda is such a professional. I got to like talk to him and learn so much. So I think it's very valuable. And for people who just hate me, think I'm that awful racist, they can think whatever they want. I'm done explaining myself. I know who I am. My friends know who I am, my family. So, and just thinking people are the same and they don't change, they don't evolve. Well, okay, you can think that. I don't think that. I better talk and try to understand and try to see what the person has to say that than just throw hate. So
I want to kind of fast forward. Obviously you guys were taken off the show. Everybody wanted to hear more about you. I'm sure, how was it? I mean, it must have been devastating to come off the show after Caleb had said you were the one that submitted the two of you to be on 90 Day Fiancé. They picked you up very quickly. Did it take you a while to get back on your feet? You're a very positive person. When that your time ended on the show and they cut you guys out. Was that really hard, or you just kept going with your life and your career?
Actually, it wasn't hard at all because at first I was kind of upset because I'm not gonna see some cool scenes that we shot. But then I was like, you know what? I've been into these scenes. I experienced it. People are not gonna experience it. Well, I'm sorry, I don't know. Maybe it's a little bitchy, but I'm like, fine. And when people were messaging me a lot about like being life, it becomes their whole life, it kind of like swallows them. But it was never the case for me. Yeah, it was like it became a big part of my life, but I don't put all the effort because I received some messages from girls who also have a disability, and they were like, wow, it's just seeing you and feeling like so relatable, and just seeing someone on the screen who shares the same struggles just brought me so much co courage. And now I feel more confident, and I feel like I want to start dating, go on dates. And before I was insecure, and I didn't even get one message like that. I got a lot, and it wasn't for nothing at all. So I can never
Wow.
say that I regret it. No, of course not. It was a very unique experience, And I'm
Yeah.
like, damn, that's true. It's very unique. I don't know anyone else who was like even tried to be canceled and stuff. So it's like, that's interesting.
Alina,
Okay.
we know you and Caleb are no longer dating. Caleb was on my show. He had wonderful things to say about you, your character. It just didn't work between the two of you. Are you dating anybody now? You kind of said it with that guy. You want to be a member of the community, but who is Alina hot and dating?
Like I have someone, but it's not like something very serious. We're just getting to know each other, taking it slow, and I love it because there is no rush and it's very chill. But meanwhile, we date other people too. And for me, I also didn't wanna when I just moved here, I didn't wanna. And I don't want to get in a relationship fast because I want to get to know people, and just experience life and not necessarily in a romantic way, but also Tinder is a good way to meet friends. And I actually met like one pretty good friend on Tinder and we hang out and he teaches me a lot of stuff about Argentina.
And Alina, tell us, I want to know an update on your music career and your modeling.
So with the music, I've got a couple new songs coming out that I collaborated with my friend. And actually, one song is in Spanish. And I've kind of like rapping in Spanish. Yeah, it's really funny. So I'm kind of like making it to the Argentine scene of music. I don't know. Oh, it's back.
The
The power is back. Yeah.
Alina lost power
Hey.
mid-interview, and now we're back. Okay, keep going. This is great.
Yeah. So I'm very excited about that. And also I'm planning, of course, here to perform, to organize something. And I don't know what's going to happen. I'm excited. Yeah. And I'm looking for people to collaborate with. So far, I don't really know a lot of people yet, but you know, I'm getting there.
You're getting there slowly but surely. And with the music and then also the modeling. Yeah, you're stunning. I loved the modeling that you did. Too. Oh my God. You were like so comfortable in front of the camera.
But only like this angle. I mean, the best angle. This is my work inside.
Oh my God. Well, I can't wait to see who you date next. You and Caleb or something else. By the way, are you watching 90 Day Fiancé now?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, do you have any couples that you really like? Now we have like an amazing connection. So I want to ask you like 8 more questions. I won't. Okay. Tell
it's
me.
Okay. I have time.
All right. Well, then I'm going to ask you about Caleb. I mean, you know, Caleb was so kind about the ending of your relationship. What, from your perspective, because, you know, and we're going to talk about two sides to every story, but why did you and Caleb end?
Well, Caleb, he didn't want to commit and he thought it would have been very difficult with me. And from one point, I get it. Other part of me screams ableism. but the other part of me, and I told him about it, because when we were in Turkey, it's different than when I like lived in Russia, you know? In Russia, everything was adjusted to me. Everything was much more comfortable. I could move around much easily because I had a car and I was very independent. And a lot of people actually think that like Elijah is my nurse or my helper, my assistant. But no, yeah, he helped me out sometimes. But there were times when we wouldn't hang out for like a week, wouldn't really see each other. And I always strive to be as independent as I can and try to sometimes be creative with the stuff that I need to get done, you know. It's a little bit exhausting, I'm not gonna lie, because sometimes you have to like really think everything through.
Sure.
In the head. Yeah, ahead of time, but it's okay. I'm used to it. It was always like that, so it's fine. And yeah, and with Caleb, it happened the way it happened. I don't have any, how do you say, like, I don't have any problems with him.
Sure.
I understand him. And it was also partly my fault that I was so upset because I made the assumptions and some expectations, and it's not his fault that these expectations, they weren't met, you know.
And you know, I said this to Caleb, but I really wanted like you and Elijah and Caleb to have a threesome, but it never seemed to happen, did it? Like,
no. But Caleb is not into guys. Sorry, huh?
You guys were all hot. Elijah seemed like he was into Caleb. I guess Caleb wasn't into Elijah, so it never happened. But well, okay. You've been so kind and generous with your time, on today's episode. What do you want people to know? You know, is there anything else you would like people to understand or think about when it comes to you?
Yeah. I really want people to just be aware that when something happens, when there is a story, there is always two sides of the story. And yes, sometimes it can mean that the person is awful, but how can you be sure if you haven't heard both sides, you know? And also just jumping on a bandwagon, I don't think it's a very smart thing to do, you know? It's better to, if you really care about the topic, and if you are care so much that you are ready to send a lot of hateful messages, just kind of find out what happened, what really happened. And also I want to say that cyberbullying is a thing. And some people, they can suicide because of that. You never know. Yeah. How a person, even if person did a mistake, you don't know how their mental state is, how strong they are, how thick of a skin they have. So, you know, like with my situation, when this happened, I saw so many things about me everywhere I logged in. Like I would go to YouTube and I would see like some new video about me from the person I wasn't even subscribed to because it was like
Your
recommended
name
to
was
me.
like, yeah, your name came up. Right.
Yeah, and then I would go to Twitter, same thing. I would go to TikTok, same thing. I didn't even need to like go to Reddit or something to see what people are saying. And actually, I stopped going to, in the beginning, I was like very interested and scared too when the first episode came out. I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I want to see all the
Yeah.
comments. But then, yeah, but then you just get really curious. But after a while, you get a little bit exhausted about how people twist things. You never like even could think that they would twist it that way, you know? You were like, wow, I never imagined people might think so. Okay. So yeah, just be mindful about that, and be more careful with people because we are, in the end, we are pretty fragile and we have feelings, and I don't know, even the worst people, they still have something good in them, I think. I
Yeah.
don't know.
Well, we all make
Just,
mistakes too. So many of us make mistakes, you know? And I think what
yes.
I really heard, which was an interesting point that you said on the show, is like for you, because of cultural differences, I mean, you just didn't know what, and you know, I think there's always like, I have this discussion with people often, is there's racism and then there's just ignorance to what some other culture is going through. And like you said, is like, you didn't even know, you wished people, someone had even DM'd you, you know, and kindly said, hey, you know, what you're posting is, it could be offensive to people. You know, I mean this with love, I'm saying this to you, and this is why. Kind of like what you know, what Dr. Honda ended up doing for you was really helpful.
You know, it's very interesting too, in a way that 90 Day Fiancé, it's about dating someone from abroad, dating someone from a different country, different
Yeah.
culture. So this, the whole show is about that. But for some reason, people think that you have to know how things are in the US. Okay, so I ask you, do you know how things are in Russia? Do you know how things are in Argentina? Like, there is some racist stuff going on here too. And for people, it's like all fine. They don't care about it. So,
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I mean, it is, and people do have that discussion. I think people are discussing that more here in the United States. You know, we've made so much progress, which is one, it is amazing. And of course, we still have leaps and bounds to go. But you go to other countries, you go to European countries, you go to other places, you would, I mean, people are would be shocked by the racism that goes on there, you know, that we don't even like here, you would never do. And then the things that are happening in other countries are like 10 times worse.
And
Yeah.
also this situation with me, it provoked a lot of ableism from other people, which for me it's also kind of mind-blowing because if you think that racism is bad, why do you think ableism is fine? It's just as bad. It's a discrimination of someone who can't change the way they are. So it just really, I was so shocked. You know,
And
if
people,
you th
because of those posts, people then started attacking you about in an
Yes.
ableist way. Okay, so they would say things about your dwarfism or whatever. They felt that they could then, I know, isn't that the crazy part? Is like, you
It's
know.
crazy. And I think that the majority of people, not everybody, of course, are just hypocrites who, if you think I'm so awful, why are you being so awful too right now, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my main question that I had when this situation.
Do you think, or maybe you had this conversation with 90 Day producers, but do you think they missed an opportunity to bring you back, to bring you and Kayla back, to give you a platform? You know, you're here today. I'm honored you're on my show talking about it.
Oh,
Do
no.
you think they missed an opportunity for you to share everything you've shared with me on, you know, the tell-all or on their network? Was there ever even a discussion of that? Did they ever say, hey, you know, if you address these in a certain way, we'll keep you back on the show or let you come back.
You know what? I would be happy if someone offered me to address this situation. I never like I'm intimidated to talk about it. Yes, I felt bad that it happened. I felt ashamed. I posted this, but I was never scared to talk about it, you know? But I wasn't offered, and I think it would have been very educating for a lot of people to address it, to talk about it. And as we did with Dr. Honda, there's like a lot of interesting things, and I feel like he also learned something on this situation. And the main point is that we all are sexists, racists, homophobes, ableists in some ways or another. It's just so deep in us, and we are just starting to wake up. But some things can be like so casual, you know, like you say something, don't think about it much because your parents said it and your grandparents
Sure.
said it. So it's just so deep in the culture, in the system. So it's very, very hard to get rid of it. Even if you try, you still need to learn, you still need to like talk to people who experience discrimination. So I think it would have been very beneficial, but I was never offered anything like that. So yeah.
Yeah. Any of the other couples on Before the 90 Days on your season that you are still in contact with or you really like?
I'm a little bit in contact with Jessica. She's Ben's friend.
Yep.
I really like her. I think she's great. Other like the majority of cast members after this whole racism thing happened, they unfollowed me. I don't know why. I even approached them and I was like, "What's the problem? Why did you unfollow me? I want to know, you know, because
Yeah.
we talked a lot actually and supported each other, going through the same thing. Yeah, some of them, I'm not gonna like name people, but some of them were like, "I really love you, you're so amazing, blah blah blah," like talking a lot. They just like never even responded me, you know. And I was like, okay, probably it was kind of fake, but yeah,
Right.
that's okay.
Right. Okay, what is next? Do you think you'd ever do another reality show? Would you be open to it? Would you ever go back on TV or are you done with television?
I would think about it. would have been interesting because, like, 90 Day for me, why did I do it? Because I wanted people to see that people with disabilities, they can also have struggles in relationships that are not even only connected to disability. And we can all also date, and we can also like be sexual and stuff. Because most of the times people think, "Oh, you're disabled, you're such a good friend," or like you're asexual or something. No, it's not like that. And it's not like we are all innocent. So there's so many stereotypes. So I wanted just to show the other side. And the other reason why I wanted to be on is just it's a fun activity. It's so
Yes.
interesting, you know? It's such a unique experience too. And you get to do something, you get to meet people. It's cool. So
I loved how sexual you were. And I don't know if you watch, there's a show also on TLC called I Am Shauna Ray, and she has a form of
I saw a
pituitary
bit.
dwarfism. Yeah, she's been on my show. She's amazing. And I wanted to know. They had her go out on a date and I was like, okay, have you had sex? And she was like, yes, I've had sex. And I mean, I'm so curious about those things. Like, I want to know that about you. Like, you know, are you out like having sex like everybody else? I assume yes.
Yeah, of course. And when people would, I mean, if I want to, sure. And if I don't want to, okay, bye
Yeah.
boy. People like also talked a lot about how thirsty I am. But like I'm just comfortable with what I want, you know? I'm comfortable with my desires. And the other question is, what's so bad about being thirsty? I'm like not harassing
Nothing.
anyone. I'm not hurting anyone. Sex is good. It's free. Well, I mean, depends, but let's not talk about it. I mean, there are situations, obviously. Like, it's free, it's good for health if
Yeah.
you use protection. Good for health, you don't get fat. Like, it's only a good thing, you know? And if it's consensual, too, of course. There's so many, like, things about like body
Yeah,
has to
right?
be
We don't have to
protected,
go
body
there.
has to be
Yeah.
consensual. yeah
Yeah. I mean,
yeah
so that's so cool. Maybe you should do like a whole sex show. I feel like I just want to like see you like all your sex stories.
Actually, like, a while back, I had like a blog,
Yeah.
anonymous blog, about my sex life, about my experiences.
I want to hear it all. What? How do we make this public? Are you gonna like share more? I want to hear all about your sex stories. I mean, do guys like fetishize you? Like, is that, am I saying it right? Like, do.
Yeah, it's right. Oh, it's actually kind of a big issue. I feel like some of the guys who I've been with definitely fetishized me, but they didn't talk about it, because when a guy just tells me directly, like, "Oh, well, always wanted to be with a woman like that," I feel weird. I know for some people it's fine, but I feel weird in a way that, hey, excuse me, I'm also like smart and funny and blah blah blah. So. So it always, like, really offends me when a guy sees me only as a little person, as a little woman, you know, because I feel, and maybe it's very arrogant, but I feel I'm much more than that, you know. So
Yeah.
when they say it, I'm like, oh, nah, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your type, by the way?
Okay, I lie. It's different, but I do like good looking guys, and good looking for me, it's a pretty broad, how you say that, broad definition for me.
Okay. Broad
But I
definition.
like when a guy has a nice smile, and when he's like has wide shoulders, and I love when he's fun. Like, if he's like sad and like, oh, so boring. But I like when we can just laugh, like, we can flirt. I mean, I really love when guys are confident. Because I tried dating someone not really confident, and they kind of bring these problems to you, like all their insecurities. And to be honest, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really like confident, fun guys, chill. Somewhat smart.
Yeah, they gotta have some brains to be with you. Okay, I love
Little,
you. I could keep you forever because I want to ask you all kinds of, I could ask you everything
yeah.
else about your sex life, girl. I need to know it all. How many blowjobs you're given? Like, I mean, I need to hear it all. Like,
I don't know this number. I don't know, so I'm bad with numbers.
girl, I need to hear it all. And if the men in Buenos Aires are hot,
Oh my God, I'm tired of having crushes all the time. Like, we went to like this electronic store to ask about something, and there was like this guy with the mask on, and I was like, "Perdón, puedes ayudarme?" And like, just, "Can you help me?" And he takes off his mask, and I'm like, "Oh,
Oh my God, they're
the
so
hell?"
hot. The guys in Buenos
Yeah.
Aires, gorgeous.
Yes,
Oh my God.
it's very dangerous here, but no way I want to go back to Russia.
Yeah, no, I think the Buenos Aires guys are even hotter than the Russian dudes. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, Russian guys are not very hot, I'm telling you. Like, I'm really sorry, but there's like so few hot guys, and here I'm like, I don't know, like. Because I've already seen so many cute guys, and even like the cute guys don't even seem that cute to me anymore, because they're all so good looking.
Oh my God, Alina, you're
Yeah,
gonna
you
do
should
it.
visit.
I want to come visit. I would love to come visit and you and I do like a podcast. Like I would be asking you so many sex questions. Like
Yes.
I want you to come on and tell the whole thing. And like I want an awkward sex story from you. I mean,
Oh, which one?
I have so many personally. Like when I lived in Ireland for a year, there was this Irish guy that I was crushing on for so long. I finally was going to hook up with him. And he like left my apartment immediately and I couldn't figure out why. I was so drunk. Wow. I had a whole roll of toilet paper stuck in my pants that was coming out the back. And it was so fucking embarrassing. Anyway.
Wow. Okay. Now you got me intrigued. I want to know now. Now I want to ask you all the questions.
Please. I have like the craziest sex stories. They're like the worst. I mean, oh my God. Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah. I'm living. Yeah. I'm living for that.
I got like a cock ring stuck inside me once too. It was, I didn't have to go to the hospital, but it was close. Cassie's like, I'm logging off now. Okay, one last awkward. Any awkward sex stories you're willing to share?
Let me think. Well, once it was really awkward with one guy because he was like sniffing me a lot. And I was like, oh my God, that just started like making me feel very self-conscious. And I would be like, because we were like watching a movie, you know, and then he would like take my hand and like kind of caress it. And then he would start like sniffing it. And I was like, what the hell? And then he would be like very close to me. And I thought he was like about to kiss me, but no, it was like sniffing me here and stuff. And I was like, that's weird. Yeah, and I even like addressed it. I was like, why is it like a thing? He's like, yeah, I just really love it, you know. And I'm like, okay,
that's pretty good too. Yeah, that's pretty good. Alina, where do people follow you? What's your, so you have a huge Instagram following and YouTube. Tell people where they can follow you.
Yeah, YouTube, Instagram. I also have a Patreon, and actually on Patreon sometimes I post comics about my dating stories in Buenos Aires. I draw them. So they can find it on my Patreon. What else? And people can follow me on Spotify too. And
what's your name what's the name on Instagram? Is it at Alina?
At Alina Pasha.
Awesome. All right. It was great. Thank you for being on.
Thank you so much.
Very grateful. Bye, Alina. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.